Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today, top of the hour here on Sports Grid. Just a few hours away from kickoff tonight between the Dallas Cowboys and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The NFL season begins tonight. Make sure you catch us on In-Game Live. Let's give you our headlines here at the top of the hour. That will be first game of the season with Dallas now getting 8.5 points at the Super Bowl champs this evening. How about Chargers running back Austin Ekeler? This news broke late yesterday. Did not practice with a hamstring issue, and of course they're on the West Coast. And so naturally, Davis, I'm on the East Coast, Davis is Central. We're going to have to wait and see what happens today. We'll dive into that a little more. TJ Watt is back in practice for the Steelers. His holdout is over, still looking to get paid. And tons of baseball going on this afternoon, including the Dodgers and Cardinals, the final appearance for Albert Pujols, probably in St. Louis if he decides to retire after the season. He had a home run a couple of nights ago. Adam Wainwright also pitched really well last night for the Cardinals. Okay, back to fantasy for a minute, Davis. I'm sure in one of the million leagues that you're in, you drafted Austin Ekeler somewhere. I'm going to have to. Oh, that's right. I remember you clicked him by accident one time very early on in the draft season. Or maybe it was late in the draft season, depending on how you look at it. Ekeler, so what's the concern level here? I guess today will be more of a determination?
Yeah, I mean, you never like to see a guy be a late addition to the injury report. You know, this is one of the things you learn in fantasy football. When a guy gets added to the injury report on Wednesday or Thursday, that's generally a bad sign, especially so for a running back, especially so when it's a lower body injury. You know, that like late practice report, he's a running back, not a wide receiver, and it's a lower body injury. I would say that you combine those three things and, like, I don't know, 65% of the time the guy ends up not playing. Now, I don't know the specifics. I don't know how serious it is. I don't know if he just, like, you know, limped off. I don't know if he felt something pop. Like, it's hard for me to say. I would imagine probably that at the very least, Justin Jackson and Josh Kelly are going to get more work this week than anyone else. I would think Justin Jackson is probably the primary backup there. And I actually went ahead and added him in a couple leagues last night where the waivers were open.
All right. Now, this afternoon at practice, quick note here, Davis, we had this yesterday, so we can bring it back to you today, as we had George yesterday. Curtis Samuel, no practice again for the Washington football team. Who is Diami Brown, by the way? Because this is a name that keeps popping up.
Diami Brown is I think he was a fourth-round draft pick from the University of North Carolina, tested very well at the combine, had a lot of positive pub this spring. You know, basically the beat writers were saying he looks really good. You know, looks like the Washington football team has a win there. And with Curtis Samuel likely, I would guess Curtis Samuel is drawing pretty thin to end up playing on Sunday, given that he pulled up on practice on a Wednesday, kind of similar to Ekeler. But Samuel's injury, like, looked bad. There was actually a video of it, and you kind of saw him running his route, pulling up, and then immediately going over to the trainer. So I would think he won't play. deeper leagues right now, you know, 20-man rosters, 14-team leagues, things like that, I would make an effort to get Dyami Brown on your rosters if he's not already owned.
And the other options there, I mean, McLaurin, obviously, and they have the tight end, and Adam Humphries, I guess, is on Washington this season. I didn't realize that until today either.
Yeah, Adam Humphries is there. I would expect probably the week one impact is going to be a lot more playing time for Adam Humphries. Also, probably more J.D. McKissic, you know, because he plays that hybrid wide receiver, third down role. I think he will be more involved. Probably also solidifies Logan Thomas just being in there for, you know, 85% of the snaps. Maybe they play more two tight end stuff. J.D. McKissic, probably a more natural replacement for some of the gadget things they would have had planned out for Curtis Samuel. I am super curious about Antonio Gibson. You know, I was thinking about DFS stuff and I was like, you know, if they really use him like Christian McCaffrey, you know, 18 carries a game, 7 targets, like that's what they've been saying all offseason. We'll see if it comes true, and they'll have an opportunity here, a home game against the Chargers to do it. I mean, this will be the cheapest he is in DFS all year.
Now, last thing for you here, because we've reached the end of the line here. I mean, for fantasy season. Now, I waited till the very end. I had both my drafts on Monday night. I think I sent you a couple of the players that I got. Are you done? Are you finished drafting, number one? And number two, I still talk to people who are not doing their drafts until this coming weekend. And I wonder to myself, Davis, like, you guys cannot, and girls cannot get together for the last, like, 3 months and pick. You have to wait until after the first game goes off. It, like, makes no sense to me.
I have historically done that. So the FFPC main event, they do those drafts out in Las Vegas, and they do them on Friday and Saturday. And they actually have this unique wrinkle in the rules where guys who play on Thursday night, you know, obviously their points count, but you can choose to start them or not. So for example, you know, I have Ronald Jones on some of these teams. I don't have to make the decision on starting or sitting Ronald Jones until I know what happens. If Ronald Jones goes off for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns tonight, well, then I can move him in or I can move him out, you know, depending on what the results are. I would not want to do a home league though, you know, my 12-team league with my buddies. I would never want to do that after the Thursday game though. I feel like that would end up being very contentious and kind of a nightmare.
Yeah, just figure it out. I mean, we've had so much time to get these done, and now I just talk to somebody. Yeah, I'm drafting Saturday. I'm like, what about Thursday night? Oh, we'll just figure that out. Yeah, right. Everyone's going to be arguing about that. Come on, it happens every year. All right, we'll take a quick break here on Fantasy Sports Today. And FanDuel pricing, of course, is out for the big, big tournament this weekend. Jim Sannick will join us on tomorrow's show to talk about his opinion. But first, of course, we want Davis's opinion over at Daily Roto as to some of the players that we should be considering for the lineup this weekend, whether it's cash games or the $1 million contest. So we'll be back with more of that next here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. sportsgrid.com.
Check out Daily Roto this weekend as Davis helps you win some money over on the DFS side in terms of playing daily fantasy football this weekend on FanDuel. There's a lot of money, Davis, at stake this weekend. A lot up for grabs, of course, like there always is. And before we get into some of your previews and some of your selections as to the lineups and the players that you will be using, like, what do you generally do on a Sunday? I don't think that we've ever talked about this before. Like how do you play DFS? What kind of contest do you join? Do you play cash games, GPP? Like, what is your recipe for Sunday?
So I do play cash games. That would not be my advice for anyone else out there. I think that if you are someone who just dabbles a little bit, some weekends you play, some weekends you don't play. You know, maybe you have $100, $50, $500 in your FanDuel account. I would not recommend playing cash games. Now the games are beatable. I tend to game select pretty hard though. I don't play against people I know are good. I sit in the lobby and look for names, you know, that I don't recognize and things like that. It's a lot of effort. And I just, and also it's miserable. Like, I'm hoping to earn 7% ROI on cash games would be like a really good year. Right. And does that sound fun to you? Does that sound exciting? No, that sounds miserable. Right. So I would not recommend anyone do that. I am a big advocate of the large single entry contests, and you can play those on FanDuel or wherever that you play DFS. I think that those are the best contests for realizing your equity. So what does realizing your equity mean? Well, I could be the absolute best DFS player in the world, but if I only entered 150 lineups into the Millionaire Maker on FanDuel, I could still lose every single cent by the end of the year, because the math of realizing your equity, of actually turning your expected value into US dollars, like if you just get unlucky for 17 weeks in a row, and good players get unlucky all the time, you're more likely to lose money. If you're playing in contest against 500 other people or 800 other people, and you are a good DFS player or even an average DFS player, it's much easier to realize your equity. And it's not always life-changing money. But, you know, to give people an example of some of the contests on FanDuel this weekend that are single entry, there is a $50 single entry where there's $10,000 to first place, right? That's nothing to sneeze at. You know, a $25 one with $10,000 to first place. Those are really good contests, and those are the contests that I spend a lot of time thinking about, and the ones that I would also tell people that are the best uses of their time.
Yeah, I played pretty much every week last year, and it was in those that you mentioned. I think I was more along the lines of $5 or $10. Like Snap, I think was the name of it, maybe. I don't remember, but I'll check it out this year. I'll be back in on FanDuel, no doubt, this season. All right, so that being said, who do you play this Sunday? I mean, that's always the big question. So let's take a look here at a little preview of some potential players that you may want to use. And at quarterback, Davis has Josh Allen as a possibility here, so we'll talk about that. James Robinson of the Jaguars, Clyde Edwards-Helaire of Kansas City. Diggs is the stack, it looks like, with Josh Allen. Chase Claypool, who's coming off a great year with Pittsburgh for sure. Emmanuel Sanders, Jonathan Taylor, and the Jets defense. So, Davis, take us through, one by one, why these choices going into Sunday.
Well, so one thing people need to know is that I am definitely generally playing a more high volatility style. And I think everyone kind of knows this by now, but when you are playing DFS, you know, you are not wanting to play the most owned player at every position. So it's not necessarily playing the best plays. You know, the best plays at running back are very clear this week. It is Christian McCaffrey. It is Alvin Kamara. It's Dalvin Cook, and to a lesser extent, Derrick Henry. And that is going to be reflected in their ownership. So right now on dailyroto.com, we have Christian McCaffrey projected to be on 23% of rosters, Alvin Kamara projected to be on 16% of rosters, and Dalvin Cook projected to be on 30% of rosters. All of those guys, we expect that their chances of being in the optimal lineup are lower than the percentage of rosters that they're on. That sounds very confusing. Really, you're just trying to play a leverage game, and you would like to have leverage on the field. So this lineup does not feature any of those guys. It features guys who are capable of having very good FanDuel games. Remember, only half point PPR. So guys like Alvin Kamara, guys who catch a lot of passes, have a little bit less value in this format. James Robinson, I think, is the best value play at running back this week. I think the Jaguars obviously win this game against the Texans by quite a bit. I think they might run the ball as a team 35, 40 times. So I think James Robinson can have 18 carries and Carlos Hyde can have 15 carries if that's how they go about things. And then Jonathan Taylor is just, I think, pretty good. Like, what would you make the odds that Jonathan Taylor outscores Derrick Henry? Like, maybe Derrick Henry's like minus 130 over Jonathan Taylor, like a theoretical head-to-head, but Jonathan Taylor will only be on like 6 to 7% of rosters, whereas Henry will be closer to like 20% of rosters. But of course, you don't want to just make your line, like, and this is kind of the, this would be the key thing, is you don't want your lineup to only be full of low-owned plays, because then that means that you're just going to be avoiding lots of the absolute best plays, and you do need some of the absolute best plays in your lineup. I think Josh Allen is the absolute best play at quarterback this week. You know, he adds the rushing upside. The Bills are going to throw the ball like 65, 70% of the time. We have Josh Allen projected as the highest projected quarterback this week. Good matchup against the Steelers. Pretty much always want to be stacking your quarterback. I mean, I guess guys like Cam Newton, maybe Jalen Hurts, those would be guys that you could play without one of their teammates. And then I'm also a big fan, you know, think you can just logically think about this, but if Josh Allen has a very good game, if he throws for 4 touchdowns and Stephon Diggs catches 2 of them, that probably means that the Steelers are going to be throwing the ball a ton, not running the ball a ton. Therefore, if the Josh Allen part of the lineup works out, Chase Claypool, Juju Smith-Schuster, Deontay Johnson, all of those guys are going to see increased opportunities as well.
Yeah, and I think also playing that game script out, like if that was to happen in that game, then you're definitely, you know, you see success on both sides. If Buffalo scores a lot, then Pittsburgh naturally scores a lot. We're going to preview the game coming up between Carolina and New York, so I certainly don't want to give all of this away in terms of your opinion on this, but I think people would be surprised, Davis, to see that you have the Jets listed here as the defense that you want. I understand a new head coach and is a defensive coach too, but Like, why the Jets out of all the teams this week?
Well, I generally like to go with cheaper defenses. You know, you just find defense. I mean, defenses are the most variant position in DFS. You know, the points scored don't really matter once you get past a shutout. Like, the shutout matters, but once you get past that, it's pretty marginal. So what you really just want are sacks, turnovers, and pass attempts again. So that's also one thing that would maybe be counterintuitive, but like a defense like the Chiefs, that's not really, they're not any good, but Baker Mayfield throws what, 40, 45 times this week against the Chiefs. All they need is basically, you know, one tipped pass. They return it for a touchdown. There you go. The Chiefs are the defense you needed to have this week. And well, I mean, the Jets are this road dog, but do we think that Sam Darnold, like, overnight became one of these really efficient quarterbacks that never gets sacked or never turns the ball over? I personally don't think so. I also think that it's even grosser, but even the Falcons defense, who I think is maybe the minimum salary or very close to it, they get to go up against Jalen Hurts, who is going to turn the ball over, going to take some sacks. Like, you just kind of have to change the way you think about defenses, because you don't want to be paying $5,000 for a defense. You'd much rather be in that $3,000 range.
Yeah, makes sense. And look, we're going to talk more about the Jets coming up. They are on the road this week, taking on the Carolina Panthers. So when we come back, we will hear from Zach Wilson, the quarterback of the Jets, as he makes his first career NFL start. We'll also hear from their new head coach, Robert Saleh, who is basically taking his first crack at the NFL as a head coach, too. They're doing it at Carolina. We'll talk about why the Jets no longer have Sam Darnold. We'll also preview one of maybe the hidden...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Gems on the board today, Houston and Jacksonville. So stay on the grid. We'll be back in just 2 minutes right here on FSP. Don't go away. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We've got basically pro and college football every day now through Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and a lot of you have lives, so to speak, out there. You can't be watching Sports Grid 24 hours a day, can you? Maybe you can. But if you can, go to our social media channels, and that'll give you a little idea as to some of the things we're talking about, maybe find some clips, insights, information, and even picks over on Twitter at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. That is your spot for the weekends here. And even the weekdays on Fantasy Sports Today, the early line, morning after, Scott Farrell Coast to Coast, and of course, Game Time Decisions. Well, whatever we're talking about is being posted there. So, of course, we appreciate the support. But if you can't support us 24 hours a day, go to Twitter, download us, check us out. We'll post some things for you there every day. All right, let's take a look at two NFL games this weekend and look at them against the spread and start off with the game in North Carolina this weekend in Charlotte as the New York Jets with their new quarterback of Zach Wilson take on the Carolina Panthers with their new quarterback, Sam Darnold. And of course, Darnold used to be the quarterback of the Jets. The line right now is Panthers -4.5 over on FanDuel. Money line is Panthers -198. If you bet $100 on the Jets to win outright, your take back would be +166. That'd be $166. The total in this game, also interesting, it is 44.5, and the juice pretty standard, -110 to win 100. And interestingly enough, earlier this week, Tony Romo, who now works for CBS, of course, if you watch football on TV, you see Tony Romo calling games, did a seasonal preview. All the CBS hosts and reporters did a seasonal preview, and Romo had some wonderful things to say about Zach Wilson, even comparing him at times to Patrick Mahomes. And Zach Wilson was asked about Romo's comments about him.
I mean, it's cool, obviously, of course, but, you know, Romo can't tell the future and everything that's going on. So I just got to, you know, I think it's obviously, you know, very nice of him to be able to say that stuff. And, you know, I think Tony's was a great quarterback in his day when he played. And so it's awesome, but I just really got to, you know, kind of goes back to what I've always said. Don't take the highs too high and the lows too low. You know, you can't let things like that, you know, disrupt you. I mean, it's cool and it's great to hear, but it's at the same time, you got to handle what you got to handle and, you know, keep getting better and just taking it a day at a time.
All right, and before we turn it back over to Davis, one more quick comment to hear from on this quarterbacking situation. This is from the head coach of the Jets, Robert Saleh, who is now the decision maker, along with, of course, their general manager in New York. And Saleh was asked basically why Sam Darnold, who he's going to be playing against this weekend in Carolina, they decided to move out and move Zach Wilson in.
You evaluate all those different things. So you just look at Sam as a football player, his knowledge, the way he conducts himself, his arm talent, his size, his ability to run and go off schedule, just everything. We felt in the evaluation process that Sam is definitely an NFL player, starter, has a chance. Just give him a chance. Let him continue to work and prove that he was worthy of the draft pick that he was. And so the initial evaluation on Sam, obviously, and it hasn't changed, is still very favorable. He's a very talented quarterback. He's a very talented young man. And he's someone who just needs an opportunity to go showcase who he is and prove that he's worthy of what he was drafted at.
Well, Davis, he's going to get his chance this weekend against his former team. And, of course, you know, certainly when that happens, we always use the revenge game narrative, both in reality and fantasy. Carolina with Sam Darnold, Davis, leading 4.5 this weekend against the Jets. Do you like anyone in this game?
You know what? I can't even believe I'm here. But, like, the 4.5-point underdogs for the Jets, we really think the Panthers are this good? Like, I don't know. I think that Zach Wilson's first NFL start, I would imagine he performs pretty similarly to the product that Sam Darnold is going to put on the field. The Jets also have done a ton to improve their wide receiver group. They add Corey Davis in free agency. They draft Elijah Moore early in the NFL draft. I think Elijah Moore is going to be very good. The Jets' problem is their pass defense does not look that strong, but the Carolina defense isn't very good either. So, like, I guess, and this is just kind of a big betting principle for me. Also, I wonder what you think about this. I don't really adjust much for home field at all. I think the market overrates home field a little bit, especially, by the way, with COVID protocols, because some of the things that guys used to, you know, oh, I get to go out to dinner the night before at my favorite restaurant. I get to sleep in my bed. I get to say, you know, good morning to my kid before I go to the stadium. Like, some of their routines have been changed because of the health and safety protocols. And by the way, it sounds like I'm crazy right now, but athletes will tell you that is what home field advantage meant to them. They were just more comfortable. Like, think about how you feel going on a 4-day vacation. Do you feel comfortable on the fourth day of that vacation? Like, no, you're about ready to get home on the fourth day of that vacation, you know? So I'm taking the Jets here. 4.5 points feels like a lot for Sam Darnold and the Panthers to be favored over anybody.
Yeah, don't tell my wife about the fourth day, first of all. Second of all, you know, what's interesting is that when were the last time the Jets only 4.5 point underdogs in a pro football game? Like, that feels like it's probably been a while, maybe over a year or two. But nonetheless, 44.5 seems like a lot of points for two teams that are going to be scared to throw, I think, in this game. So I would lean under a little bit. Let's move on to the game that no one will watch. Except for us, like, because that's what we do. So naturally, we'll be flipping around. I watch every game on Sunday, start to finish, by the way, up until 8. That's why I'm guilty of tuning out of the Sunday night game, Davis. I'm just going to tell you that now, because having kids, having family, like, I get the entire day. But by the night, yeah, my wife is like, that's enough. So this game will be the least watched game, but maybe the best game to bet. So let's take a look at it. Jacksonville taking on Houston, where Tyrod Taylor makes this is like the narrative for every game. Tyrod Taylor making his first start for Houston. Trevor Lawrence making his first start for Jacksonville. I feel like we're saying that all over the league. Jaguars are -3, money line's -180. You see the total also 45.5. You're going to see a lot of totals in this range because we're not really sure who these teams are just yet. So they got to protect themselves. You're seeing 44s, 45s, 46. There's a few higher ones and 50, of course, tonight, 50.5, Tampa Bay, Dallas. But Davis, this is basically the story. If Houston is as bad as you think they are, then this is the last time you will ever get to only lay a field goal in a game against the Texans this season. Let me say that one more time. If Davis Maddock believes Houston's only winning a game or two and they're going to be losing by 20 or 30 all season long, this is it. -3 is your best shot of the season to bet against Houston because they're going to be huge underdogs. So I know which way you're going. I guess the only question is how much are you going with it?
This is my gold star, five-star lock of the week. You know that Simpsons graphic? Like, people use it on Twitter all the time now where they have the old Stu Feiner 1970 style guy, and he's literally holding the physical lock, and it says lock of the week on it. The Jacksonville Jaguars on the road at Tyrod Taylor and the Houston Texans. I literally don't even know the name of the Houston Texans head coach. It doesn't matter. They are going to be bad, and by week 5, the Houston Texans are going to be a double-digit underdog to every team they play. The sportsbooks are going to beg you. They're going to say, please, please, Houston Texans, right? Remember the New York Jets last year? Every sharp guy on Twitter who had an analytical model to bet NFL games was telling you that you were getting like 3 points of value on the New York Jets because no team could ever possibly be that bad. What the Texans are going to be is they're going to be very much like the Jets and that they are just going to run the ball. They're going to be down 10 points and they're going to be running Rex Burkhead and Philip Lindsay and Mark Ingram and Scottie Phillips into the back of the line. I do not expect anything good from the Texans in fantasy and betting. So I am taking the Jacksonville Jaguars and Urban Meyer's first game here.
Yeah. And I think what's really funny is that, Davis, when you stack these two teams up just in terms of talent, Jacksonville is way more talented than Houston. Like, you could find other teams in the NFL to match up with the Texans. Honestly, the Bears, maybe even, like, a team that's pretty decent. Like, the Bears probably a 9-10 win team, but are they super talented on offense? Well, probably not. We know Detroit is not. There are other teams in the NFL. The Jets are not. But this is, like, a really bad matchup also for Houston as well. You have Lawrence, you have Shark, you have a good running back. Jacksonville's offensive line is better. Now, look, where the Jaguars are going to struggle is going to be defense. Their defense is not going to be great. I mean, we know that. I mean, Houston should be able to, I would think, score 7 or 10. But, like, even on paper, this is not a great first matchup for them. So I am interested because what you can do on FanDuel, Davis, is before the game start on Sunday is you can bet the look-ahead line to the next week. And honestly, that may be your best bet of all, is betting Jacksonville now and then logging on to FanDuel Sunday morning and betting against Houston next week. Because whatever the line is, if this plays out the way that you anticipate, you will never be able to get that line.
I'm with you. Look, I am completely with you. I think that right now, the reason why this line is like this is that the market, you know, okay, well, what are we going to get from the Jaguars? They didn't look that good in the preseason. Urban Meyer seems like he's kind of a donkey. Seems like the Jaguars are going to run the ball a lot. Seems like Carlos Hyde is going to be prominently involved. The defense is not that good. The Jaguars' offensive line is not that good. They draft Travis Etienne in the first round. He gets injured, you know, et cetera, et cetera. none of that stuff is going to matter. Come halftime, people are going to be like, oh, the Jaguars should have been touchdown favorites here. This is absurd. So yeah, I'm with you. And I like that idea of the look ahead line. I hadn't thought about that angle. That is a good angle to take, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure who Houston plays next week, but whoever it would be against, if it plays out, that would be the most value of any. I'm in agreement there. It would be the most value. If Jacksonville wins, let's just call it 27-13. Whoever Houston is underdog against next week, just add 4 points to that. Not seven, but add like 4 points. And then by the time kickoff comes next week, it could be 5, 6, or 7. But yeah, you can bet look-ahead lines Sunday. Until the games kick off, then you cannot bet them. Until Sunday night, after the games are over. All right, more fantasy sports today coming up. Fantasy Reality is next. Don't go away.
Sports? Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We got fantasy or reality coming up in just a minute. Davis, it looks like Le'Veon Bell of now the Baltimore Ravens has a chance to be active coming up here on Monday night. And I know I don't think we've talked about this since last week, but of course they lost Justice Hill. They've lost J.K. Dobbins and Tyson Williams. I think I ended up taking him in a league over the last couple of days. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Le'Veon Bell, once upon a time, was a top five pick in fantasy. He looked so bad with Kansas City. And with the Jets, by the way. I cannot imagine that he's still going to be really good, but I suppose he could steal some touches, maybe? Or what do you think? Is just depth?
I mean, I think he'll probably end up being cut by like week four or whatever. I mean, the odds of him having like more juice and being more productive than Tyson Williams feels like, I don't know, like plus 900 or something. Like, I feel like it's like 5-10% probability. I think they're going to give Gus Edwards, you know, 18 carries on Monday night. Tyson probably gets 6 or 7, and maybe they give Le'Veon Bell like a victory cigar carry in the fourth quarter or something like that.
Yeah, could be, but we'll see going into Monday night's game. Of course, we'll preview that on Monday here on Sports Grid. All right, let's get over to Brett Levy. We've got this day's fantasy or reality.
All right, Craig and Davis. Yesterday, Derek Jeter went into the Hall of Fame. He's sixth all-time in hits in Major League Baseball at his position. And, you know, he's done a lot of good things, won 5 championships, probably one of the best shortstops ever. But we're going to take it a step farther. We're going to ask, is he the best? So, Davis, we'll start with you. Derek Jeter is the best shortstop in MLB history. Is this a fantasy or reality?
No, this is not even close to true. He played a lot and he was good while he played, but I think we've done this before on the show, haven't we, Craig, where we looked at Derek Jeter's numbers and he was just like a really good player for a long time, but he was never great. I mean, he never hit 30 home runs. I guess he stole a bunch of bases, and he hit 300 a bunch of times. But no, he is not the best shortstop in Major League history. And I will pull up shortstop weighted on base average by their career. But my guess is that he at a career 360 weighted on base average is probably not even in the top 5 of career shortstop weighted on base averages, which is, you know, the best all-encompassing metric to view these guys. And I think, Craig, you'll have to remind me about this. He was like a good defensive player, but not like, you know, not an amazing defensive player. So you will have better insight on this for me, but I will just say, as someone who doesn't care about the Yankees and doesn't fall for the mystique of guys like this, he is not the best shortstop in Major League history. So that's a fantasy for me.
Yeah, I mean, I have better things to say, I think, because this is again, my era of watching baseball, 90s into the 2000s. And I would say that he was a great player. The things that made him great, Davis, are sort of the things that you, unfortunately and truthfully, you know, I don't bring this to the table that often, but those are some of the things that you just can't Google, you know, like those are just not, they're not going to pop up. Like the guy played every game, refused to come out of games because of injuries, worked harder, ran faster, did everything more professionally than just about anybody in the history of the game. And I know those things don't show up, Davis. I'm aware of those. But he was not the best shortstop in the history of Major League Baseball, but he certainly was great. And look, undeniably winning, if winning is important, I mean, who won more than him in the history of the game at his position? No one. So Ernie Banks, who I never had a chance to see play, most people feel was the best shortstop ever, won MVPs on last place teams with the Cubs, and certainly was a bigger power hitter than Derek was. But that being said, he is one of the very few players where I have to go a little old school and say, you're not going to be able to find some of those things because, you know, you're not watching him play every day. But also to answer your question defensively, first 8 to 10 years of his career, fantastic defender. He even admits by his own standards the last few years of his career, he was nowhere near the best at his position. But how do you tell one of the greatest players ever, it's time for you to move your position? It just does not happen in sports. Guys get honored like that. That's why Jeter was shortstop at the end. So fantasy for me, but one of the greatest ever for sure, Brett.
All right. Well, Craig, we got another question. This weekend, we've got a full slate of college football. A full slate in the NFL is every team is in action, no bye weeks, nothing like that. So we have to ask, and Craig, we'll start with you for this one. This weekend is the best football weekend of the year because you have the full slate of games Saturday, the full slate of games Sunday, games Friday night, games Thursday. Craig, is this a fantasy or reality?
Sure, this is easy. This is a huge fantasy. Huge, huge fantasy for a number of different reasons. First reason is this is the most overwhelming weekend because we're just not used to getting back into the habit of watching so much television. I mean, it's been a long time since we've had college and pro and all the games going on at once. It's very overwhelming. And honestly, the first week of the season is not that much fun because you're just sort of like on overload a little bit. Secondly, the college games this weekend, it's great to have college back, and I am not crapping on college, but the games are not that good this weekend. So, no, this is not the best weekend of the season. The best is going to be when Alabama is playing an unbelievable team in college, when Ohio State is getting upset or some other team is getting upset, and it's a monster game, conference games in college, NFL teams that are playing where there's so much meaning. We don't even know who these teams are in the NFL right now. So I would say this is a fun weekend, and it will be cool to have this all going on. But please, Thanksgiving weekend, and when the games have so much on the line later in the season, and you are just watching the one game on television because you know it just means national championship, and that's in the regular season to go with those NFL games, I'm going to favor those over this weekend. But it's great to have it back.
It is great to have it back. I like the question. It is a great weekend. I mean, for me, this would be like a top five weekend because it really feels like fall outside. Once we get to some of these games later in the season, this is not a problem for you, Craig, but this would definitely be a problem for Brett and I. It's cold. It gets dark at like 5:30, right? It's just kind of miserable. It's soggy outside. You know, you're just wanting to go to bed at like 7:30 because it's been dark outside, just kind of gloomy and stuff. Probably the best weekend of the year is the combination of the conference championships in college football, and then you're getting into like week 14 of the NFL season, so a lot of those games are really meaningful. You're in the fantasy football playoffs. The contests on DraftKings and FanDuel are really big and everything, so I would probably say those are some of the best football weekends of the year. Maybe the first week of the playoffs, the wild card round of the playoffs, but it's still a good weekend. So I'm going to say fantasy, but it's still pretty close for me. It is a really good one.
I agree.
All right. Well, our last question of the day is about the musical act tonight. Ed Sheeran is performing as part of the opening game on NFL, on NBC tonight, excuse me, for the NFL. But our question revolves really about the artist and how much you guys know about Ed Sheeran. So, Davis, we'll start with you. You know 5 Ed Sheeran songs. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Yeah, this is a fantasy. I know who Ed Sheeran is. I've heard his songs. I could pick him out of a lineup. Actually, I was at a Taylor Swift concert once. And Ed Sheeran was there. I guess he was touring with her. They did a couple songs together on one of her albums. I don't know. He was there. He came out. He played his guitar. He did his thing. But no, I mean, I'm sure he's very talented. He makes great music. This might even be an example of me being a little bit older than I think, a little bit of a boomer. But I don't know 5 Ed Sheeran songs. I do know that the poster for this game that was circulating on social media with Sheeran and Dak and Brady, I just know that he looked hilarious on it.
Yeah, this is, look, I also can, if Ed Sheeran's song is playing on satellite radio when I'm listening, I can pick it out and say that's Ed Sheeran. But Brett, you could have made this like 1 or 1.5, man. I couldn't tell you. Now, I also know that he collaborates a lot with other artists. And like Davis, I'm aware that he exists. And so if Davis thinks that he is old and I'm at least 20 years older than Davis, then, boy, this is going to just have to be a fantasy for me. But look, to me, I don't get caught up usually in these acts. I guess the Super Bowl is what we usually talk about with this sort of stuff. So, Brett, I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess you could help us out here because you obviously had 5. And if the producer comes up with a number of 5 and that's the number in the book, then the producer must know a couple, I'm guessing. Right, Brett? Like, you must be, I'm guessing, just deducing and building this narrative that you have to know a few Ed Sheeran songs, right? It's got to be.
I do know a few Ed Sheeran songs. He had the quote-unquote song of the summer, Bad Habit, so I expect that one to be played tonight. Yeah, we chose 5 because he's a top pop artist. Obviously, you have kids in your house, Craig. Davis, being of my age, I thought maybe there's a 50-50 shot he listens to some pop music, but I would definitely look out for at least two of his big hits. Definitely Bad Habits will be played tonight. I think that was a pretty big song this summer, Craig.
Yeah, I think that's Scott Farrell's favorite song, Bad Habits. No, I'm just kidding. Give me a song or two from Ed Sheeran, like his most, Brett, give me like his most popular song. Like what would it be? Give me the name of it.
It was called Shape of You, was like his big coming out party. Like, I don't really remember how it goes, but like the hook was, I'm in love with the shape of you. And,
awesome.
Then
all
Bad
right.
Habits. Yeah, there you go. That was my best singing.
Wow. Brett coming in strong. You know what? You never know how talented your producer is of the show until he sings a bar of an Ed Sheeran song, something that Davis and I would never be willing to do here on the show. So good job for Brett. We give him an A+. Okay, we got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next, so make sure you stay on the grid for that. Also, let me give you a preview of tomorrow's show. Boy, we are stacked. Tomorrow, Jim Sanis will be with us. We'll get his in DFS for tomorrow over on FanDuel. Davis, I'm going to cross-check some of those lineups with Jim, and then hopefully I'll set some lineups like we did last year. And very excited, my buddy Howard Bender from Fantasy Alarm and Wager Alarm. Those of you who have followed me for many, many years on social media and here as well, you must know Howard and I partner every year in the Las Vegas Super Contest. It's pretty expensive. And it's 5 picks against the spread every single week in the NFL. We do streams on it. We do shows on it. It's the Super Bowl of sports betting. So tomorrow on the show, Howard and I will give you our first look at who we may be picking in the Super Contest this week. And I will be agonizing over that every single week here on the show. I mean, cashing in that thing is so difficult. And so looking forward to doing that with you guys tomorrow. All right, Sports Grid 60 is next. Stay on the grid. Be right back. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap it up, reminder, we will close out the week tomorrow on our first Football Friday of the fantasy football season starts and sits going into the weekend. Before we do that, let's turn it over as Davis takes it away with the Sports Grid 60.
It's a very difficult time of year for people like me, because I just spent the last 5 months doing best ball drafts until my eyes bled, and I did all these seasonal leagues and all these drafts and drafts and drafts and drafts. But you get to week one of the NFL season, and guess what? Lots of guys I didn't like, lots of guys who I expect to lose their role or get injured or, you know, just kind of gracefully age out of being a starter are actually in really good spots in week one. Leonard Fournette tonight against the Dallas Cowboys, great example of that. Don't think Leonard Fournette's going to have a good year. With Gio Bernard having the ankle sprain, I think he's going to get a lot of touches tonight. Mike Davis against the Philadelphia Eagles. Didn't draft him once this offseason. I feel pretty confident he's going to get lots of touches against the Eagles. It's just a very difficult time of year. So just a reminder for everyone that just because you didn't like someone in season-long fantasy doesn't mean that they're not a good play in daily fantasy.
Very good point. Easy way to pivot, by the way, over on FanDuel for sure. Hey, Nick Saban, the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, is not pleased with his team's intensity last week when they were up like 41-0 against the University of Miami, and they just completely dismantled them and left fans crying, going back into their houses after two quarters of football. I mean, I guess this is what makes Nick Saban so great. And look, the second half of that game, they certainly didn't have their foot on the pedal. Like, they really didn't need to. But I guess that's why Nick Saban is the best college football coach of all time, because he can find something that really does not exist and make it into something that does. Thanks, of course, to LTN today for doing a great job, as always. Danny and Ryan on the graphics, our producer, Brett Levy, otherwise known as Ed Sheeran, my co-host, Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. Got a big show tomorrow for you here at noon. I hope you'll join us as we wrap up the week right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Have a great Thursday, everybody. Enjoy the game tonight. Thank you.